For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Rural areas looking for an economic boost can apply for federal money through the new CHIPS and Science Act. Beyond assistance to the semiconductor industry, one part, the Recompete program, helps towns and counties apply for 10-year block grants to invest in whatever challenges they see in their own community. Matt Hildreth is with ruralorganizing.org.
So it targets funds to small towns and rural communities that are economically distressed and ensures that they have a shot at getting access to those federal funds as well.
Ted Bettner at the Ohio River Valley Institute says Greene County, Pennsylvania, where one-third of the working-age population is unemployed, is just one community that could benefit.
And it could be, you know, in the tens of millions of dollars to help revitalize the county's economy.
Often called the country's favorite pastime, American baseball is growing increasingly international, from the Major League World Series to the Little League Championships. Anya Slepian has more.
This season, nearly 30% of all Major League Baseball players hail from 21 different countries and territories. The tiny island nation of Curaçao has contributed more Major League players per capita than any other country. With a population of only 155,000 people, the head of Curaçao's Baseball Federation says the success of these Major League players keeps the dream alive for young Curaçaoans. Here's Yedrek Magdalena.
Having all those guys in the MLB that you actually see on a daily basis during their offseason. So for the kids, it's a dream that's really within touch.
This August, Curaçao made it to the finals of the Little League World Series for the third time before losing to Hawaii. Magdalena is proud of his team's accomplishments, especially considering the disparities in the two teams' resources.
I just think it's remarkable how much we achieved without having the financials and without having all the facilities.
I'm Anya Slepian.
A novel mentorship program at Texas State University is focused on helping college-bound Black and Latina women pursue a career in agriculture. That demographic is underrepresented in ag, both as degree recipients and in the workforce. Similar to other initiatives to bring women into science and technical fields, professor and program leader Merritt Drury says the intent is to help young Black and Latina women see themselves differently.
They don't identify as a science person. They don't think others view them as a scientist. And that breaks down their confidence and their willingness to engage.
Funded by the USDA, the program uses near-peer mentorship, pairing high school students with those in college to create more excitement about studying agriculture. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.